Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of India the Truth. Back with us is Marcelo Valachi. We know him, he's got his own blog, Mass Destruction. Was it Mass Media Destruction?
The Press of Mass
The
Destruction
Press of Mass Destruction. That's right.
in Portuguese.
In Portuguese, yes, my Portuguese is very limited to my very limited amount of Spanish that I learned in high school or junior high, one year. And my teacher said it sounded like Japanese coming out of my mouth. And it turns out when I'm not speaking English, I have a very heavy Russian accent. The Germans picked that up because I speak German. And they're like, you're Russian. I'm like, how the hell did you know? Like, oh, you have this horrible Russian accent. I'm like, really? I didn't know that. Wow, that's interesting. Marcelo is in hell, otherwise known as the European Union, and not just because of politics, but because of the heat. You can see the sweat flowing freely off of his face. And that's because he's thinking about the electric bills for the air conditioner. And on a different note,
All true.
Marcelo, as we will remember, was at the big collider, and so he knows about the actual satanic devil worship and the gates to hell that they opened up, multi-dimensional gates. What other stories come out from CERN?
Hello, dear friends. Just want to remind you, if you like this video or you like what you hear, click like, subscribe if you haven't subscribed yet. Send it to your friends. Let's grow this channel. Maybe we can finally hit it up to 100,000. That'd be a good round number for the summer. So let me know, leave some comments, and give a thumbs up. So look forward to seeing you in the next video. Cheers.
Whatever, they're going to implode the world,
Oh yeah, the black holes, the black holes.
the
So tell
black
me about the
holes.
black holes.
I've been there. I crossed them. It was fine, fresh up, on the other side, unlike Europe.
So hell was war was cooler than Europe right
Yeah,
now.
exactly.
So being in Italy and not being Italian, what do you see? How do the people reacting to what's going on and the escalation, and their own government role in the conflict in Eastern Europe, obviously the SMO, and B, Trump's new playground in the Middle East?
Well, this is a very interesting question. Well, first of all, you're always very kind to say, software engineer, whatever, but I'm just a guy pissed off with everything that's going on in the world and decided to, open this YouTube channel to bring to Brazilians some perspective of what's going on. And that's exactly the same reason why I cannot see the European plan, materializing in any normal form, except fascism and all those things, because we were just chatting a couple of minutes ago about the heat waves and everything, and people are dying in Paris, and it's like 40 degrees. It's not hell, and it was like that the year before, and so this is the people that want to fight Russia, really? They're dying from heat. Yeah, it's hot. Of course it's hot. But you hydrate, you don't stay under the sun, and you put some fresh air in your house. If you don't have an air conditioning, buy one. It's not as a Brazilian, you go on Amazon and you order an air conditioner, and it's on your house in the next day, so yeah, you're going to spend more money on energy bills, which are high, very high at the moment. But no big deal, no big deal. It's going to be a sacrifice, but you're not going to die from it. You're going to make some small sacrifices. And again, as a Brazilian, I understand how to be poor, which Europeans have forgotten about.
No, they're learning.
Because it's because I'm as a Brazilian, I'm a mix of everything. And we know that in Brazil, it's a very perceptive thing for a Brazilian that we are a mix of races, of nations, of cultures. And my some part of my family came from Portugal and Italy. It's those places were poor 100 years ago. It was not that far away, you know. They were poor, they were miserable. People didn't have how to eat. People were on war. People were migrating to survive. The history of my family is migration for lack of job, lack of money, lack of food, lack of everything. So yeah, let's just jump on a ship. It's not like you get an airplane and 12 hours later you're on the other side of the world. You have to jump on a ship, stay there for, I don't know, 15 to 30 days. You don't know if you're going to survive. You're gonna get disease. You're gonna, the term quarantine is quarantine. It's actually because of that. Because when the ships were arriving to the new continent, they had to stay 40 days isolated because of disease. So this is what migration looked like back at that time. And nowadays, yeah, I'm a migrant. I came from Brazil. I got on a plane. 12 hours later, I was on Switzerland, and then some hours later, I was on Italy. It was
But you
not a
know,
big deal.
as a Portuguese, well, not a Portuguese, I'm sorry, as a Brazilian, you can migrate to Russia without a visa. There's a lot of Russia,
It's
there's
not.
a lot of Brazilians in Russia.
I know. I know. It's simpler than the rest of the world, I would say. It's not as simple as just go.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, even some friends of mine have told me about. Yeah, they have contact with the migrant migrant ministry, no, migrant department, and they say, you have. But this is also something to take in consideration. It's a completely different language, which I would have to get alphabetized. It's not just simply learning a new language. I'll have to learn to write, to read. Already did. And it's a very cultural difference. Because, as I said, being a Brazilian, a lot of Brazilian culture come from Italy, from Portugal, from Spain. Food. I have considered the weather, because although 40 degrees is a little too much, but warm is nice. But anyway, and this is the people that want to go to war against Russia. And the question is about perception of people. People don't have a perception on that. When everything started on 2022, I saw very, and I'm talking about very smart people, the people I was working with, people that were connected to news, that were worried about stuff, not the average Joe of Italy, or France or Switzerland. There was very conflictuous reactions. There were people that were saying, "Oh, that's not fucking right," from the Russian side. So they had some conscience, but it was divided. The average Joe has no idea if it works. Some colleagues said to her, "Oh yeah, the gasoline is too expensive because of Iran, because the war on Iran." Well, that's not just because of, there is Russia, there is the gas pipeline that someone blew up for some reason. There is the other gas and oil pipelines that are being tried to blown up or closed for some reason. There is the sanctions. Yeah, remember Europe, 21st sanction package. Yeah, so people have no conscience of the truth here. Plus, as I always say, you want to put this purple hair, nipple pierced people to go to war. Most likely at this point, I would see these people revolting against the state. its own state, you know,
Yeah.
French. And you have also the elephant on the room, that is the migration, the migrant situation, which, you know, let's not be hypocrites. It's a problem to Europe. It's been a problem to Europe, and it's a problem that's growing. It's not nobody's addressing it. You know, there is a level to things. You know, I was on an interview with a guy some time ago talking. This guy is a Brazilian Muslim. And he was talking about, as a geopolitical analyst, he was talking about the nature of the Muslim immigration to Europe, that in two generations they would westernalize. And that's about correct for the past, because right now what you see here in Central Europe is the young women, for example, adhering to the hijab, which was something that was dropping, you know, that
Right.
it was dropping with time, you know, but you see much more young women, you know, on 20s, on 15s, adhering to the hijab. And that, for me, for my perspective, looking the place around with an eyes to see things, that tells me that the community of foreigners, or in this case the Muslims, are growing so much that they are not being forced to blend
Yeah,
anymore.
well, that's the
Plus,
problem,
they are also forcing to get community,
right?
because they have also the animosity from the state, or from the people, you know.
You're absolutely right. It's assimilation, but I mean, you can swallow a certain amount of immigrants that are going to be. They're such a minority that are forced to assimilate if they want to get anywhere. But if you take in too many, then they form their own sub-communities, and if they get too many, they'll start to assimilate the locals. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
That's phagocytosis.
And after that, you get conflict and war, internal war.
And I gave the example of the Muslims, not because of some particularity, but because the hijab is something that is very peculiar to be seen in Europe. You used to see, but no, normally it was the elder women, you know, and now you see the younger starting to adhere as well. I don't know the reason. I don't pretend to know exactly, but it's a 10-year observation of the, you know, the areas.
Yeah.
And
But
so
it's a
that,
natural human process. I mean, you see this
yeah,
with the
exactly.
US with Mexican migration. At first, a lot of the Mexicans were very quick to assimilate, and then as they were coming in, and more, and a lot of them were coming in, let's be honest, illegally, but they were staying, and at first they were forced to assimilate, and then after a while they quite did the opposite, because they started forming larger and larger communities, and there's no reason to assimilate. You start having conflicts with the other locals that are already living there, going, well, that's not our culture. It doesn't have to be cross religious. It can be the same religion, but there's big cultural. And, I have heard this from multiple Muslims that I know, Russian Muslims, who were pissed off that Muslims from Central Asia were coming in. And a lot of times they're both Sunnis. I'm like, well, you're Sunni, they're Sunni. Yeah, but they're barbarians. It's a cultural difference. Just because you have the same religion doesn't mean you have the same culture. Religion modifies that culture some bit, but yeah, it's. I mean, compare Southern Germans to Portuguese. They're both Catholics. That's about where where it all ends right there. They're both Catholics. There's nothing else in common.
It's just like when your wife wants to you know, introduce you to her friend's husband. You know, you both like football, so you know, go blend. And yes, this is a thing to be considered, because you have a lot of communities here, and they are perhaps in the past, as you were mentioning, the Mexicans or the Latins going to the United States, which, by the way, is very curious, because I remember 2008, I bought a computer from the US. I had some friends living in the US that were working with me. I bought a laptop and I went to Best Buy. And I was amazed to find out that Best Buy already had Spanish as, normal language for the site. Because in Brazil, you don't have a site that says English or French or whatever. It's Portuguese and if you, or Spanish because we are surrounded by Spanish people. Back at the time, perhaps nowadays you're gonna find more, and it's easier to have those. But there wasn't, in Brazil. It was Portuguese, and if you don't speak Portuguese, well, so be it. And then you have this all these communities that perhaps years ago, when they were trying to make a living in Europe, they would be ready to, go into the military because it would give them some easiness on leaving here or something like that. Nowadays, most likely they're gonna say, "I'm gonna die for you.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Send your
Well,
white people to die there. I don't like them anyway.
what about the average Italian? I mean, look, Meloni, one way or the other, she's talking about bringing back the draft, not because of good times, but because no matter what she says, she's been the number one EU cheer or NATO cheerleader for Ukraine, even though she promised quite the opposite. And from day one, she's been, Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. How are the people on the streets reacting to this? I mean, conflict is escalating.
I'm going to tell you, people have no idea of this stuff. I'm going to give some credit to Meloni. I don't see her as the number one cheerleader. I think Meloni is pretty smart politician, I would say. And you have to remember Ursula. We have tools, and that was exactly to whom? Meloni. When she was elected, we had tools. Remember, we have tools. So she is in a between a rock and a hard place, and it's very. I always get very pissed off with things that she say. But then in the next week, she says something that I say, that makes more sense. That's less globalist. But then another week goes through, and then she says something. I said, that's pretty damn globalist. So I got to the point that I realized, oh, look, when she says something I like, I give her credit. When she says something I don't like, I just hate her. Well, perhaps she's between a rock and a hard place, and she's just playing dull, and she knows how to use those blue eyes. You remember her on the White House? Trump being that, male stupid guy. Luca, how do you say that in Italian? Please say that again. That's so beautiful. That's she knows the power that she has as a
Did
woman
you
with a
see the
man.
video where Zelensky is trying to stick his tongue down her throat? Are you there?
Oh, go ahead.
Oh yeah, I've got the
But
video on my phone. So Zelensky's holding his lover
Ah.
Ursula's hands because, by the way, according to Yulia Mentel, Zelensky's former press secretary, apparently Zelensky and Ursula have it going on. Yeah, that's a sight you'll never get out of your head again. Ursula, the sex machine. So he's holding her hands and they're talking, and Maloney's walking by, and he—I mean—he must have been stoned out of his mind at that point, but he normally is. He drops hands, tries to give her the customary hug that quickly turns into I'm trying to fondle her. She's trying to get in there to get a smack on her lips, and she's like, "Oh." You get one image where he's got his back to the camera and she's got that look on her face like some little shit.
No, you look, she's very transparent on this stuff. So, she also signals that I'm not satisfied with this. I don't like this. I'm here without my willing to be here, but I have to be here because otherwise, bad stuff will happen to Italy
Do you think
or to her.
that's real, or do you think that's just theater?
Well, everything's theater to some level. You know, the faces are theater. Why she's doing that is the hard part to realize. We have, for example, we have Salvini that has been since the beginning completely against the sanctions and Europe being rude to Russia, and he said, just look, we have to live together. And he's been to Moscow, he met Putin in the past. So it's a very hard game to understand at some level. We have what we have, and we have to work with that. I perhaps am the only person that gives some credit to Meloni. Everybody else just say, oh yeah, she's pure globalist. And I don't doubt it, but I give her some credit for the position that she is. Because the other ones you don't have any credit to give. You know, Macron, Merz, they are just belligerent.
Absolutely.
Keir Starmer, and now the Keir Starmer clone, they are just belligerent. There's no reason to even try to give credit.
The Keir Starmer
Meloni, on the
clone, I
other
like
hand, yeah, the new guys. I just saw his speaking yesterday. It's just, come on, you went to the same, theater school, whatever. And so yeah, I don't see anyone else in Europe or Portugal, for example, with what's the name of the guy? I forgot it. Belgium. Well, the Belgian prime minister has been slightly, but it's just Belgium, so who cares?
Well,
Anywhere else?
the Spanish government has now been threatened by well, at least Spain is making a stand on Israel. That definitely has been a globalist war on Russia. But Netanyahu's threatened power outages and trains going off rails in Spain if they don't break and bend the knee. So that's a pretty straight out threat to for terrorism, for state-sponsored, state created terrorism in another nation. That's basically an act of war.
But then again, what are you gonna do? It's Spain alone. Yeah, that's right. Spanish government has also been less, I would say, less belligerent on any reason, on any matter. So yeah, what are you gonna do at this point? We see what's been happening to Serbia, and we see what's been happening to what happened to Orban, which was,
Oh,
the one standing voice, that was really standing voice. We can argue if it was, just because he was against the war in Ukraine, or because he was being paid to be the standing voice. Because this game is it's very complex. People don't understand how complex these things are. You have to
yeah.
you need to have a controlled opposition. You need to have a you cannot just go, straight up bullshitting people as Trump does, because people at some point say, hey, you shouldn't be saying that. So yeah, there's a very complex stuff. So here in Italy, again to the question, average Joes have no idea what's going on. They don't know about conscriptions. They don't know about the future. They don't know about military. They don't. Life in Europe, even though with all these problems, is still very easy, I would say. The Europeans have not felt yet the reality of poverty, as I was saying before. As I say, yeah, you can, stretch a little bit the belt, but
One second, one
you're
second.
gonna make it. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Repeat, there was a truck that was driving by. But I'm not in my office, I'm on vacation, so best location I could find.
Yeah, which by the way, I love those wooden walls on South Russian hotels. It's very nice. It looks cozy.
Yeah, that's it's meant to do that cozy setting. But
Yeah.
these aren't actually wooden. This is actually metal.
Oh
It's
wow.
metal siding to me.
Yeah,
That looks like
the door, yeah, I can see by the door that looks more metalish. But it's nice. It's looks cozy. It looks like a sauna.
the towel
So
behind it
yeah.
helps.
Yeah. So what was I saying? Yeah, the people has no idea about all these things. And yeah, the life is still easy on Europe. Yeah, it's going to be harder on Portugal. It's going to be harder on Greece. It's going to be harder on Cyprus. I don't know. But Central Europe, France, Germany, Italy, the life is still very easy. Yeah, you have to stretch. Perhaps you're gonna have to stretch a little bit the belt, but you're gonna make it to the through the month, and perhaps you're gonna even have some money left. As I said, yeah, we are now have everybody on the same room sleeping with air conditioning all night long. So it's not it's not a favela poverty. It's not misery. It's not, and average Joes here are making a living and they're having fun. Just this month, we had a lot of concerts here in the city. We have concerts everywhere. We were having the World Cup. So yeah, the water parks are working. The beach here in Italy is open 24/7. So yeah, life is going on kind of normally. Perhaps you're gonna have a drop on tourism this year because of gas prices. Yeah, perhaps you're gonna have it. Perhaps you're gonna have a drop on, well, perhaps not even. Perhaps not even. Everybody I know is traveling around, is going to other countries, to Spain, to Portugal, to Greece, to Cyprus for the beach because it's even cheaper than here. So even Italians, they can give the luxury of, oh yeah, it's a 70 euro for a chair on the beach and Cyprus. Fuck it,
Wait, wait,
I'm going to pay an air ticket. So
how
yeah,
much is
there's
a chair on the beach?
yeah.
How much is it?
No, it can go from well, two chairs and an umbrella. It can go from 40 to 70 euros a day, easy.
It's I've seen
I was
rentals
talking less.
in here in Russia at on some of the beaches. They're ranging between 200 and 500 rubles for the day. That's between like
Which
two
is
euros
a couple
to
of
five euros
euros.
for the day for a bed, well, one of
Yeah,
those recliner beds. Lawn,
two,
lawn.
3 years ago,
Yeah.
I went to spend at Cyprus, and I even contacted Alex Cristoforo back in the time, and then we chat about it after the live stream that we had, and I was telling him, yeah, it was a very nice experience. We went to Aya Napa, which is a kind of expensive, rich people beach on Cyprus, on an all-inclusive resort, and the beach seat, each piece was like 75 cents
Wow.
for a day, or
Wow.
1 euro 50, I guess, for a
Wow.
day,
Italy,
and because it's public, it's the it's
right.
it, and I was telling him I went to Cyprus, so I went on a plane. I flew to Cyprus. I got a four star or five star resort, all inclusive hotel in front of the beach, which with no free beach chairs from the hotel, and it was cheaper than going to a B&B here in a beach in Italy.
Wow.
And he was like, that's not right, you know, because he's from Cyprus. He was like, that's not right. And I said, yeah, that's not right because here it's freaking expensive. No reason for
Wow.
that. No
Wow.
reason.
So
And yeah.
the Italians, so they don't know about the food crisis that's coming up, the fact they're still running out of
No,
fuel.
forget about it.
Nobody's paying attention at
Forget
all.
about it. Yeah, you know, there's one thing that I came to realize as well. So yeah, there's probably going to have a food crisis. There's probably going to have an even worse fuel crisis. But there's a big problem here, which is that Europe and the US, they pay in dollars and euros. Brazil pays in reals, for example. Yeah, Brazil food crisis is not a big issue,
You export food.
but if we don't have fertilizers and if we don't have fuel, and Brazil, although it's a good it explores oil, but it does not refines oil that much for the entire country, I would say. So if we have fuel shortage or fertilizer shortage, there's going to be a food shortage. So the thing is, the point that I'm saying here is that sometimes whatever comes out, and as little as it comes out, it's going to be bought by Europe and the US.
Well, U.S. yes, but Europe no, because they're not buying our fertilizer anymore, and we're the biggest fertilizer producer in the world. Brazil's still getting our fertilizer.
Yeah, but the thing there is that, yeah, about fertilizer from Russia, yes, but whatever comes out and from the Middle East, for example, whatever comes out, it's going to be bought by US
Yeah.
and Europe.
Yes.
And if not Europe, the US, and if the US, if someone says no, the US is going to hijack or, you know, pirate hijack the ships and just get it for free. That's what they do best.
And put the money in Trump's offshore sludge fund.
Yeah,
Yeah,
exactly.
that
That's
Congress doesn't even bother to look into. Yeah. You gotta love
no,
that.
yeah, all of them have the same offshore bank accounts
Oh
as
no,
him.
but Trump's actually the money, the oil that was stolen from Venezuela, the money was transferred after sales onto his slush fund, offshore account somewhere in Dubai or what have you.
Yeah,
Incredible, just incredible.
but one thing that we learned in Brazil is that no one can get corrupt alone.
Oh yeah, there's the whole Trump clan and everybody around, but the entire
Yeah,
VC structure is corrupt.
perhaps 10% for the big guy and, you know, 70% for the little guys.
Oh, I think Trump takes more than 10%. I got that feeling.
Yeah.
He's a big
Well, just
guy.
recently he said 20% on Hormuz process. So
Oh yeah, and everything that's and the Iranian
let's
side, you
put a
know,
base there.
we're not even going to charge nearly that much for people coming across our territorial waters.
Yeah.
Marcella, I want to thank you. I've
Yeah.
got a time hack. I got to run to another show and vacation.
For sure.
Doing it
I
all in the
hope I
morning
have
while the
given
family's asleep.
people some good perspective about how Europe's situation is right now.
And I'm very happy that you came on. It's always a pleasure. Where can people
Oh,
find
it's
you?
my pleasure. Well, people can find me on at IDDEM, which is in Portuguese, Imprensa de Destruição em Massa, at Twitter, at TikTok, Instagram, I don't know, you name it, Mastodon, everywhere. And at
Mastodon.
YouTube is Imprensa Destruição em Massa. Mastodon is the Twitter rival. It's a
Oh, really?
shitty. I don't even post it there, but
I
I'm
never heard of
there
it. I was
on
like, oh,
Telegram
okay.
as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's you have Gab as well. I'm also on Gab, which is the same thing, but none of them work. I'm not on Threads though. So yeah, everywhere you're gonna find IDDEM or IDDEM underscore TV, or in In the YouTube case, it's Imprensa de Destruição em Massa. If you search for Press of Mass Destruction, I'm pretty sure YouTube is going to send you to my channel. It's going to show my channel
Excellent.
there in
Excellent.
English.
I want to thank you.
Thank you very much.
I've got to run. I'm sorry. I got next appointment.
All
No
right.
offense. So, Marcelo, thank you.
No, no,
Everybody,
no.
thank you for joining. Sorry it's a short one, but time hacks are time hacks, unfortunately.
Perfect time.
What can you do? And I'm actually going to make it to the beach. So, so
I don't
everybody,
know what
thank
you're
you.
doing talking to me.
Yeah. Well, family's still asleep. It's still early morning. So, yeah.
Okay. It
Everybody,
works.
cheers.
Cheers.